A study by Purdue University shows the overall death rate from accidents on American farms has been declining. However, the number of fatalities from grain bin entrapments has been stuck at a stubborn, steady number, hitting an all-time high of 51 in 2010. Iowa Firefighters Association President Al Esch says the trend has been to erect massive storage units near where the crops are harvested. The more grain bins, the larger the capacity, the greater the chance of an accident.
As the operations grew to support more people, more acres are being farmed, and a lot more farmers decided it was economically better for them to dry and store grain on site.
Dan Neenan is the director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety based in Piasta. He conducts rescue training all around the state. Here he is last weekend at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids.
Have the victim hold on to the auger, and then I want you guys to rock that tube back and forth.
Hold the auger.
Got it?
Got the auger.
Neenan explains entrapment occurs when victims are partially submerged. Engulfment occurs when they're buried by the grain. He says teaching emergency responders how to save them takes practice and patience.
We're going to do a lot of work with them with the grain rescue tubes and the different procedures for getting the grain out of the rescue tube in the one-day procedure. Where they're going to need to take a look at getting additional training is going to be some roping and rigging and some high angles, because once we get them out from being trapped, we're going to need to get them out of the bin. And that's going to be accomplished in one of two ways, cutting a hole into the side of the bin to be able to get them out, or, you know, using rope rescue or a ladder truck to be able to bring them up to the top of the bin and out.
Dan Pater is a volunteer from the Mechanicsville Fire Department in East Central Iowa. He recalls a rescue in which he was involved earlier this year when the driver of a grain truck became pinned.
We had our local tire guy come out and actually take the tires off the truck. We had to jack the truck up, and it turned out very well. The man survived, and everybody helps. Whether it's a construction guy with a backhoe when you have a hay fire or something like that to come out and roll out the hay. It's a community effort, especially in small towns. Mm-hmm. And without volunteer firefighters, we couldn't afford fire service.
Dan Neenan credits the Iowa Volunteer Firefighters Training Fund with providing not only money, but in-kind contributions of land, equipment, and personnel. He explains that if at least 12 people from a department sign up, the instruction is free, and he travels to them for the training.
We do a tractor rollover program, a combine auger rescue program, the grain bin, and then we also have a brand new confined space manure pit rescue simulator.
Large agricultural companies have come forward this year with donations of equipment. DuPont Pioneer will outfit 16 departments from Riceville in North Iowa to Mount Pleasant in the southeast part of the state. Several of Iowa's ethanol plants have made similar gestures of grain bin rescue equipment. Sometimes help comes from families, including Kevin Larson's. His father was a trustee in Story County, and as part of his job, maintained and supervised the purchase of equipment for the firefighters in Lafayette Township.
Because he was a farmer and had been involved as a trustee after he passed away, my mother thought it would be a good idea to donate one of these grain rescue systems to our local fire department, hoping they never have to use it, but they'd have it if they needed it.
Neenan says that kind of cooperation between farmers, their neighbors, and agricultural companies is imperative in the fight to keep injuries and deaths at a minimum.
Well, having the right equipment is important, and to outfit a fire department to do a grain bin rescue, you're talking about $7,000. Not just the cost of the tube, but most of your volunteers don't have the harnesses and the roping systems to be able to do that type. The other thing is the training. It's important to have people that understand what are the dangers of entering in. If the bin already engulfed one person, there's a good chance that, you know, we could engulf another.
Neenan says something as simple as donating a few bucks at a fireman's breakfast or a soup supper could mean the difference of being rescue ready or not fully equipped when the emergency call comes in. On the campus of Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.